Part 2. Lighting the Fire. First test. It looked like just another of the many standard email messages that Catherine was receiving on a regular basis now that she had been on the job for a while. The subject header, Customer Opportunity Next Week, seemed innocuous enough, even positive, especially considering that it came from her acerbic chief engineer, Martin. And the note itself was short, the most damaging ones usually are. That it was not addressed to anyone in particular, but was sent to the entire executive staff, only belied its incendiary potential. Just received a call from ASA Manufacturing. They're interested in reviewing our product to consider a purchase next quarter. JR and I will be going down to meet with them next week. Could be a big opportunity. We'll be back early Tuesday. The fact that Martin avoided any mention of the scheduling conflict with the executive retreat only made the situation worse for Catherine. He hadn't asked permission to miss the first day and a half of the off-site retreat, either because he didn't feel the need to do so, or because he wanted to avoid having to deal with the issue altogether. Catherine decided it didn't matter which was true. She resisted the temptation to avoid a confrontation with Martin by firing off an email reply. Catherine decided that this would be her first moment of truth as a CEO, and moments of truth, she knew, are best handled face-to-face. Catherine found Martin sitting in his corner office reading email. His back was turned toward the open door, but she didn't bother knocking. "Excuse me, Martin." Catherine waited for Martin to turn around, which he took his time doing. "I just saw your email about ASA." He nodded, and she went on. "That's great news, but we'll have to push the appointment back a few days because of the off-site." Martin was silent for an awkward moment, then responded without emotion, but with his thickest English accent. "I don't think you understand. This is a potential sales opportunity. You don't just reschedule." Catherine interrupted and responded matter-of-factly. "No, I do understand, but I think they'll still be there next week." Not used to being countered directly, Martin became just slightly agitated. "If your concern is about this Napa off-site thing, then I think we may have our priorities confused. We need to be out there selling." Catherine took a breath and smiled to conceal her frustrations. "First of all, I only have one priority at this point. We need to get our act together as a team, or we're not going to be selling anything." Martin said nothing. After an awkward 5 seconds, Catherine finished the conversation. "So, I'll be seeing you in Napa next week." She turned to leave, then turned back to face Martin again. "Oh, and if you need any help rescheduling the ASA meeting, let me know. I know Bob Tennyson, the CEO down there. He sits on the Trinity board with me, and he owes me a favor." With that, she left the room. Though Martin decided not to push any further for the moment, he was not through fighting.